Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast with your host, Kyle French. Today, we're going to be getting into number 9 on our New School Artist Countdown. We'll have two more album reviews, and we'll be addressing the second and third XXL ciphers for the XXL Freshman, which we got into a little bit last episode. And, of course, we'll have the new song of the week. But first off, thank you to everyone who's been listening. We will be on a consistent schedule for as far into the future as I know. So every Saturday you can expect a new Hip Hop Enthusiast episode. And you can obviously get to that on both the WHUS.org website and also on iTunes. Just simply search Hip Hop Enthusiast and you should find it. And as always, you can follow me on Instagram at the Hip Hop Enthusiast if you don't already. So first we're going to get into number 9 on our New School Artist Countdown. Last week, just to refresh your memory, number 10 was Vince Staples, and we're not going to be moving too far from him, as number 9 is Earl Sweatshirt, which just happens to be one of his best friends in the music industry. So Earl is a 23-year-old from Los Angeles, California, another West Coast guy, and he actually is a member of the Odd Future Collective over there. Tyler, the Creator, recruited him, roped him in at a very young age to join Odd Future, and they made a lot of waves in the hip-hop community. Earl's primary talents would be, you know, his intricate rhyme scheme, his lyricism. Honestly, people say Earl could be a better lyricist than Kendrick, and I don't really fight them on it. I mean, he's incredible, the things he does with his wordplay, his flow, just overall lyricism, and he easily has some of the most intricate rhyme schemes that I've heard from this new generation. But he got his start in 2010 when he was only 16 years old, which is just crazy young. Not many guys are putting out projects at that age. But he did. He put out his self-titled mixtape, Earl. And it's quite an experience to listen to. He says some crazy things on there. A lot of vulgar, you know, he's going for shock value. And, you know, just as a young kid, he's just an immature guy, maybe not completely understanding the things he's saying. But he pretty much just puts himself in these, like, villainous situations where he's just being a bad kid, basically. And coincidentally, although he says it's not related to his music, but you know, through his music you can tell this would be an issue. He was sent by his mother to a school in Samoa, I believe. It was, like, an at-risk boys' school for, you know, young men who are getting into too much trouble at home. And so he kind of disappeared from the rap scene for a couple years, but then he came back with his debut album Doris in 2013. And since then he put out another project, his second album, I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside, in 2015. So those three projects are pretty much his whole discography, one mixtape, two albums. He does have some compilation stuff with Odd Future. He has a couple verses on their Odd Future tapes, and also he's featured on many other Odd Future projects from other members of the collective. Unfortunately, one of the major drawbacks for Earl is he's not super versatile. A lot of his albums, well, his two most recent albums, have taken on more of this dark state of mind, somewhat depressive, lonely. He's got this slow, very deep voice going on, and he doesn't change it up a whole lot. Even the features he has on most of the albums fall into the same style that he's using, and therefore he doesn't have a lot of mainstream appeal, which you don't need mainstream appeal to be a great artist at all, but it obviously, you know, helps grow the artist and helps them become, you know, more relevant in music. And unfortunately Earl isn't great at doing that, which if he doesn't want to, that's fine. He actually addresses that on many of his songs, how he would prefer not to be famous, and you know, he hates how people are always coming up to him, asking him for autographs or, you know, are you Earl Sweatshirt, all this stuff. So, you know, maybe he's accomplishing his goals in that way. But just as an example, his most recent album, which is my favorite, I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside, only sold 30,000 units. And Doris, his debut, only sold about 60,000. 60,000 is not bad. 30,000 is pretty low, especially for where people rank Earl overall in the new school. A lot of people have him top 5, which I understand. I just think he needs to diversify his sound a little bit, put out a few more projects, and you know, we'll see. Really, all his projects are really short. We have like an hour and a half of music from him overall, you know, as far as I know. But I would suggest if you're looking to get into Earl Sweatshirt, I would listen to his albums in reverse order. Start with I Don't Like Shit, I Don't Go Outside. That's the most mature Earl. I think that's his best album. He's got great lyricism flow. Those are his main talents. Those are always on display. Then move backwards to Doris and finally Earl. I would listen to Earl last just because the subject matter on there and just the attitude he has on it could be possibly a turnoff if you've never heard of Earl before. However, if you listen to his two albums, you'll be able to understand him as an artist better, and then you'll go back and more appreciate the mixtape Earl just for, it'll almost be a comedy, really. And you can just appreciate the lyricism and just, wow, this kid's really 16 putting out this music. Just don't listen to it first because it may turn you off and you honestly might be disgusted by some of the stuff he says. And just for reference, I'm going to give you guys one of my favorite songs by Earl, which I'll play, which is Chum. And I'm also going to play the beginning to his mixtape Earl, just the first like few sentences so you can understand what I'm talking about when I say he's going for this vulgar shock value subject matter. But first, my favorite songs by Earl that I would suggest listening to are Faucet, Chum, Hive, Grief, Huey, Mantra, Woe, Earl, Kill, and 20 Wave Caps. And yeah, I don't know why, but most of his songs are just one word that loosely connects to what he's talking about. But that's just kind of his style, so I don't know. I appreciate it. I think it's cool. So first, I'm just going to play Chum for you guys, which is easily one of my favorite projects. You'll really be able to understand what I'm talking about with this dark state of mind, this like almost somber voice and delivery. So here we go. This is Chum by Earl Sweatshirt.
Something sinister to it. Pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is distant in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche. It's probably been 12 years since my father left. He left me fatherless. And I just used to say I hate him in dishonest jest. When honestly I miss this nigga like when I was 6. And every time I got the chance to say it, I would swallow it. 16, I'm hollowing tolerance, skip shots of storm. That whole bottle, I show you a role model. Drunk pissy pissing on somebody front lawn, trying to figure out how and when the fuck I miss moderate. Mama often was offering peace, offering stink. Weeds cough, scoffing, and he's off again. Searching for a big brother, Tyler was that. And plus he like how I rap, the blunt and mice the trap. Too black for the white kids and too white for the blacks. From on the road to cracking locks up off them bicycle racks. I'm indecisive, I'm scatterbrained and I'm frightened. It's seven and in them eyes where he hiding all them icicles at. Something sinister to it. The pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is distant in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche.
Okay, so that was Chum by Earl Sweatshirt, one of my favorite songs from him. And I'm just going to show the contrast between album Earl and mixtape Earl by just playing the first lines here of his, this is the first time he raps on his mixtape Earl right here. This is what he says.
I'm a hiding by the astronaut, crashing while jacking off the buffering mids, Asheroth eating applesauce. Sent to Earth to poke Catholics in the astral saws and knock blunt ashes into their caskets and laugh it off.
So yeah, you can tell there's a pretty big difference. And just from those first few lines, you're like, what did he just say? Are you serious? Like, so it's really interesting to listen to. I find it more like comedy to just listen to the things he's saying and just appreciate the rhyme scheme on there. Because if he says these things without a great flow and rhyme scheme, I'm like, this is just weird. Like, why are you talking about these things? But yeah, his talents make that type of subject matter interesting. So yeah, that's Earl Sweatshirt, number 9 on my New School Artist Countdown. Next week we'll have number 8, so you guys can look forward to getting that. So now we're going to get into the two album reviews. that I said we'd be doing today, both will be DJ compilation albums. The first one will be Grateful by DJ Khaled, and then we'll do Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1 by Calvin Harris. I thought it'd be cool to do both these at the same time, just so we can see the, you know, comparisons and contrasts of what goes into making a good DJ compilation album and what the downfalls can be. So we'll start with Grateful by DJ Khaled. And yeah, this wasn't very good. This was kind of a tough album to listen to. You know, with DJ Khaled and an album like this, you're just going to get a bunch of artists randomly tossed together, and there's rarely going to be a theme. So the songs have to be good individually. And Khaled doesn't go for a theme at all on here. I mean, I know it's called Grateful, and he's talking about his son, and he directs stuff at his son, but overall, the majority of tracks don't express that at all. So throw theme out the window. Now we're just looking for individual good songs. And we didn't get that many. We got like 7 or 8 listenable songs that I might go back and listen to. And usually on an album, that's like half, maybe even a majority. But this thing runs 23 songs deep. It's almost an hour and a half of DJ Khaled songs. And if only 7 are listenable, it's just a waste of time. Like, he didn't do well here. This is easily one of his weakest albums. But we'll go through it. So he starts with Shining, which is a pretty good song. Beyonce, Jay-Z doing their thing. And it's fine, you know, it was the lead single on here. You know, both artists I like. Nothing was a turnoff about these songs. Beyonce had a good chorus. Jay had some good verses. It's just not something I'm going to be playing on repeat. To the Max with Drake. I had that on repeat actually for like a week or two. I like that one. You know, it's kind of gotten old by now. A little boring, but overall, one of the better songs on here. Wild Thoughts had Rihanna and Bryson Tiller. And this just seemed like it was meant for radio play. I actually do like the song, but just nothing about it feels genuine. Nothing about it seems like it would be on either of their individual albums. So, I don't know, it's just alright for a DJ Khaled song. After that, it just really veers off for me. We get I'm the One, which I've heard 1,000 times on the radio, and it just does not deserve to be as big as it is. It doesn't deserve to be doing the numbers that it will do. It's just average at best. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure you guys have heard it, so I'm not going to talk about it any further. Then we get It's Secured with Travis Scott and Nas. And this is what DJ Khaled does. He takes two artists that usually wouldn't make a song together, throws them together, and makes good music. That's what he pretty much built his career off of. But here, it's just not going to work, and he should have known this. Travis Scott and Nas are just too different. They're both going to be compromising their own styles and sounds to meet in the middle for this track, and it just didn't work. And even Nas' verses were just eh. I mean, they were okay. And he's like, he's the GOAT to me. He's my favorite artist of all time. So it was underwhelming. After this, it almost turns into like this mumble trap album for the whole second half. And then we get just random other tracks tossed in. But we get the same features over and over. We get like, I swear Future was on 8 songs in a row. That's what it seemed like listening to the album. Rick Ross had multiple verses. Kodak Black was on a bunch of songs. The Migos were all over the place. And I don't know why he's doing this. All these guys make songs together already, so he's not bringing anything new to the table. The trap sound is everywhere, so he's not differentiating his album in any way at all. And he's not even making songs that are at the top of that genre. So there's just not much value here. Then he throws in I Love You So Much, which is, it's just him and Chance on there. And this is my least favorite song on here. It's almost unlistenable. Actually, it is unlistenable. It's Chance doing a half-assed chorus. It might be fine if it was on a real song, but the problem is the verses on here are pretty much just Khaled talking to Assad, which is his son. And it's just the same repetitive cliche sayings. Oh, Assad, you can do anything. You're a blessing. Thank you so much for my child. You know, it's just, and he just says this stuff over and over and over, and it's barely a song. You know, I understand that he loves his son and he's grateful for his son, but there's just other ways you could go about doing it. Then he slips in these two, like, throwback old school songs with Good Man, which has Pusha T and Jadakiss on it, and Billy Ocean, which has Fat Joe and Raekwon. These are two of the best songs on the album individually, but I don't understand what they're doing in here. I mean, they follow Major Bag Alert, which is the Migos, and they precede a song with like Gucci Mane and Kodak Black and 21 Savage. Or no, 21's not on it. But anyway, who's listening to these songs in succession? No one. No one is going to listen to Migos, then Pusha T and Jada Kiss, and then hop back to Gucci Mane and Kodak Black. It makes no sense. So I do like these two songs. They're some of the best songs on here, but I don't know. I don't understand where Khaled was when he was making this album. Finally, like the 21st track in, that long, yeah, we get this. It's just called Interlude, and it has Belly on it. And this finally fits into the actual title and theme that the album could have taken on. He's talking about how he came from the same land as Khaled over, they have like roots in the Middle East. And he's just thankful for everything that's happened in his life that's gotten him to this point. And it seems like it fits with the album, which very few songs do. So that was a standout. I don't listen to much Belly. I didn't know much about him. So, you know, I was impressed, and that's going to get me to listen to him in the future if he drops a project. So success there. Overall, this just felt like a playlist that someone with little musical knowledge just randomly threw together. Because it's like, okay, you got songs from all different type of styles, eras, and you didn't even pick the best ones, so, like, what are you doing here? So that's just how it felt to me. Definitely a below average album. Best tracks are Good Man, Billy Ocean, To The Max, Wild Thoughts, Shining, and that interlude with Belly. The worst tracks would be I Love You So Much, It's Secured, Don't Quit. I didn't mention Don't Quit. Don't Quit is another Travis Scott feature that they have on here. And it's just like this sing-songy pop Travis Scott. Not what we want to hear at all. Not up Travis Scott's alley. So that was an L right there. Other worst tracks, Major Bag Alert, Range Rover Came With Steps, just a couple of those trap songs that I didn't much care for. Overall rating, it's like a 4, maybe a 5. You know, he didn't even succeed with half the tracks. So, you know, I don't know what to say about this anymore. I'll play you the two tracks that I probably listened to the most off this project, that being To The Max, which features Drake, and then Good Man with Pusha T and Jadakiss. So here is To The Max by DJ Khaled featuring Drake.
Another one. We the best music. The legacy continues. DJ Khaled.
I talk gray, I don't keep it white and black. Only say I love you just so I can hear it back sometimes. Other times I love to have you back. Can't think of a night that we ain't turn up to the max, no. Like the album just went platinum, yeah. Turned up to the max, if they pop somebody's chain, then we gotta get it back. No discussion to be had, we ain't going out like that, man, we lit. On a dresser, I've been under pressure. They wanna see me laid out on a stretcher. Gotta keep my head up. Now all of a sudden, people say we cousins. I keep hearing all this you my brother talk. I can't relate to nothing. My broski down the right, made a knot in the line. You can never break ties. We don't really rate those you there. That's a whole other side. That's a whole nother vibe. They ain't really on shit. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was To The Max. I like that one. Pretty fun song to just ride along to. Played for a couple weeks after the album came out. Definitely one of the highlights And, you know, that's kind of what I want from DJ Khaled, just a fun song to just zone out to, I guess. So now we'll do Good Man by Pusha T, or by DJ Khaled featuring Pusha T and Jadakiss.
And we the best music. DJ Khaled. Please, Khaled, don't pair me or compare me. Unless the said party is a rare breed. The stories I hear, they tend to mirror me. At this point now, rap is only therapy. President Push, I'm more Eric B. I ain't no joke, check out my melody. Felony, 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 that's all they selling me. But 2 million in large bills is billing me. I was on the wrong side of the law. Like Pac was on the wrong side of the car. Like Big at the Soul Train Awards. The moral is all grace been driven. G-Wagons are bulletproof. The ones before me got snatched like bullet tooth. Tony nigga, only one left from the drug era. The jury weighs more in the drug mirror. Yeah. What you see when you look in the mirror, nigga? Yeah, I know who the fuck I am.
Am I a good man?
Yeah, tell me how you fit in. Was you a street nigga when Nas said it's written? When Reasonable Doubt dropped, how was you living? I was leading up the grinding in my kitchen. Getting work from Detroit like a piston. We was on a mission, stuff it in a Michelin. I could spend a year reminiscing. The length of your career reminiscing. We can't occupy the same space. We ain't even running the same race. When it come to these bitches, it ain't the same chase. Moya not Versaline, we ain't the same taste. Therefore, it's no comparison. To be mentioned with you niggas is embarrassing. I am one Joe Blow, you know my narrative. Clear your sinus like Claritin. Push. When you look in the mirror, what do you see?
All right, so that was Good Man. And that'll complete the Grateful album review. Next, we're going to get into Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1 by Calvin Harris. So Calvin Harris switched things up on us for this album. He's usually more of a EDM party music, or he gets like pop singers on his tracks. But for this album, he recruited a lot of rappers. And that's what really got me to listen to it. I don't listen to a lot of Calvin Harris's music. But, you know, I was told that he had, you know, Schoolboy Q and Snoop Dogg and Travis Scott and all these hip-hop artists on, so I was like, hey, I gotta give this a listen. And it turns out, it's a pretty enjoyable project, and the big thing that I like about it is it has a real theme. It's really focused on, like, summertime vibes and summertime moods, and it's more of a, like, a laid-back, just feel-good album. And that's what I want out of a DJ, like, compilation album. It's what DJ Khaled didn't accomplish on Grateful, is to have an actual, like, theme. Because you know all the artists are going to be different, but if you can keep the beats similar and keep a certain attitude and mood going, it really makes the project a lot more cohesive. And that's what Calvin Harris did on here, and I like that a lot. This thing starts off really hot with Slide right out of the gate as the intro track, which is absolute flames. Frank Ocean kills this track. He's one of the best vocalists in music. Easily one of my favorite R&B artists right now. I mostly listen to hip-hop, so I guess I don't have a great understanding of all singers and vocalists, but I imagine Frank's got to be up there. I love his singing on here. The one thing I don't like is, so the Migos come in for the second half of the song. Quavo and Offset are both on it. I like both of their verses. I just wish Quavo did a rap verse instead of singing his verse, because he comes in directly after Frank Ocean. And when you follow Frank Ocean up with Quavo, you can just see and hear the quality gap in their vocal performances. And so it kind of made Quavo look bad, in my opinion. And so I wish he had done more of a rap verse like Offset did, because when Offset comes in, it's exciting, it's fun. I love, you know, his ad-lib that starts the verse. And maybe if Quavo had done something like that, it could have even been, you know, a better song than it is. But either way, great intro. I love the song, and it you can play it with any group of people. Everyone will enjoy it. Next we get Cash Out, which is another one of my favorite songs on here. Schoolboy comes in, and he brings this like G-Funk vibe to the summertime feeling. And, you know, I like that he kind of adds his West Coast flavor a little bit. Usually Schoolboy Q doesn't get on these type of tracks. So I was surprised to hear his performance on here. I thought he did a great job. I don't know if I want to hear more of this from Schoolboy Q. I don't want to hear on any of his albums. But as a feature on this Calvin Harris production, I did enjoy it. And, you know, they kind of altered the production to, you know, bouncier, more of a West Coast summertime vibe. So that was cool. After this, it's not that the album goes downhill. It just gets a little more bland, a little more into tracks I'm not going to listen to outside of the album. You get Heatstroke with Young Thug, which has some interesting vocals. We get Holiday with like Snoop Dogg and John Legend, which is just, it's all right. Roland is on here. Roland was kind of a weird track for me. I want to like it, but it just doesn't fit for me. Future, I don't think, belongs in this kind of vibe, on that kind of sound. Khalid does have a solid hook, and I like his singing, but it was just a little bit slow. And I think if this track had been a little bit more upbeat, Khalid had brought a little bit more flavor, I guess, to the track. And maybe Future only gets limited to one verse, and you throw someone else who fits better on it. It could have been a highlight. So it's kind of that in-between for me. Travis Scott's Prayers Up was probably my least favorite song on here. Again, similar to when he did Don't Quit on Khaled's album, I don't want to hear this sing-songy pop Travis Scott. I want to hear the melodic trap Travis Scott that is pushing the boundaries of what trap and hip-hop music is. That's where Travis belongs. I'm sure he's getting paid a lot to these features, so go get that money, Travis. But please stop. I'm not a huge fan of these songs. Just get back to what you do and get those projects, Astroworld and the one with Quavo. You keep saying they're coming, and I haven't heard them yet. So get them to us. Stop making these stupid pop features. But besides that, I did like most of the songs on here. And my favorite R&B performance, besides Frank Ocean, of course, would be Kalani's performance on Faking It, which is one of the last songs on the album. And I thought she did a great job with this. It feels genuine. It feels like there's real emotion in the song, something that could be on an album, not just a feature she threw together to help out, you know, Calvin Harris making his album. Unfortunately, we get a Lil Yachty verse at the end of this. It is really short, but, you know, if they cut it out, that would have been great, because nothing about Yachty appeals to me personally. If you like him, maybe you'll like his addition to this track, but for me, it hurt the track, even though it is one of my favorites, because Kalani did such a great job. Overall, it's just a short, really cohesive piece of work. It's like not even 40 minutes, I want to say. Great for if you're just hanging out outside, or you're going to the beach, or you're just driving in your car and it's a nice day out, throw this on. You know, it'll match that vibe, that mood, that attitude. For me, not a whole lot of replay value. Like, you're not going to listen to this after the summer ends. But I could understand it, you know, see people saying it's the album of the summer. Or not album of the summer, but more like album for the summer. Because it's not going to be the best album that comes out. But it's the album that most represents that vibe and that mood. So, yeah, I think Calvin Harris did a great job on here. Solid production. He got a bunch of great features. I like how he switched it up from pop artists to more hip-hop R&B sounds. I would say best tracks would be Slide, Cash Out, and Faking It. Worst tracks would be Hard to Love, which was the outro. I've said this a couple times in other reviews. I really look for a lot in an outro and an intro, because that's what wraps up the project. It's your first impression and your last impression. Hard to Love was probably a little bit below average song on here. Prayers Up, I already addressed. Travis Scott, not a huge fan of that one. And Holiday was just a little boring for me. But yeah, overall, I like the tracks on here. I like what Calvin Harris is doing. And definitely go check it out. I think a lot of people who aren't even big hip-hop fans, this would be a great way to transition from pop, R&B sounds to hip-hop. It's kind of an in-between, best of both worlds kind of deal. So I highly recommend it. And I'll play two of my favorite songs on here for you. We got to get that Slide, I'm telling you. It's Flames. I've played this with a bunch of different groups of people. Everyone loves it. Everyone vibes to it. So let's get into it. We're going to play Slide by Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean and the Migos.
some spotlight on the slide. Whatever comes, comes too clear. Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on all your nights like this? Put some spotlight on the side. And whatever comes, comes too clear. All this jewelry ain't no use when it's this dark. It's my favorite part, we see the lights that got so far. It went too fast, we couldn't reach it with the arm. Wrist on the wrist, a link of charms. Laying room still a link apart. Like we could die all young. Like we could die all blind, huh? If we could see in 2020, twice we could see it till the end.
Put that spotlight on her face. Put that spotlight on her face. We gon' pipe up and turn up. We gon' light up and burn up. Mama too hot like a.
Like what?
Mama too hot like a furnace. I got a 100 G's, I'ma go, y'all. My diamonds gon' shine when the lights dark. You and I take a ride down the boulevard. And your friends really wanna break us apart. Good Lord. Good gracious, staring at my diamond while I'm hopping out of spaceship. Need your information, take vacation to Malaysia. You my baby, the paparazzi flashing crazy. She swallowed the bottle while I sit back and smoke gelato. Walking my mansion, 20,000 painting Picasso. Bitch, you be dipping, dabbing with niggas like a nacho. Took up a pen and diamond dancing like Rick Ricardo. She having it with the color, working on the bachelor. I know you got a pass, I got a pass that's in the back of us. Average, I'ma make a million on the average. I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out of it.
Do you slide on all your nights like this? Try on all your nights like this. Put some spotlight on the slide. Oh yeah. Whatever comes, comes too clear. Do you slide on all your nights like this?
So that slide, definitely go download that thing. Love that song. And now we'll do Cash Out, which has Schoolboy Q, Party Next Door, and Dram on it.
Party like it's 1980, with an afro shiny and the girls all pretty. With a white girl Molly and a dark skin collie, can I rock both bodies? Hey, new Rari, high ride, both shoddy. Keep your table, can we boogie on the floor? I've been stressing all week, trying to clear through the dough now. Ballin' like LeBron now, shots like a pro now. Hella weed, yeah, it goes round. Let me tell you how it goes down. I ain't driving when it's going up, hold me another cup. This your favorite song gone, don't tell me you in a rush. When I give you all I have, you tell me it ain't enough. I've been trying to clear my mind and wind it down. Just see, I know just how you like it, I'll back behind ya. If I look up at the stars, ain't hard to find ya.
Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing up the Maris, dash out. Remember all the nights we used to trap out. Now we count it till we pass out. Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing all the Maris, dash out.
Like it's 1980 in a buggy eye Sadie's, all dope boy caddy with a nickel bag baggy gold Rolex Simon for your climax climbing. Got the beer she's jumping when your heart be pumping and your love keep coming. Shake something, wreck something, shit I'm trying to work something, show you right, motorbike, you can ride me overnight. Never been one to judge, we resting back at the club. Put it down from above, your body my only drug. We do it like Vegas, rich and famous. We doing it major, we waking the neighbors.
Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing up the Maris, dash out. Remember all the nights we used to trap out. Now we count it till we pass out. Passing all the members, cash out. Smashing all the Maris, dash out.
So there's a couple samples of the album for you guys. Overall rating, I'm going to give this around a 7. I really enjoy the theme that he went after here. He definitely accomplished that. And it'll be a great album for the summer. I just don't see it lasting much past then. And it's more of a fun project than actual like impressive musical display. So I'll give it a 7, which is a pretty good score. And we'll see how long it lasts. See if people really bang this all summer. All right, so next we're going to get to our Song of the Week segment. And this week's song is Off the Wall, which is Nick Caution and Kirk Knight, two Pro Era members, teaming up to do a track. It's for their upcoming project called Nick at Night. Kind of a play on words there. And they actually released the song Dial Up about maybe less than a week ago. And that's the second single they released. Off the Wall came close to a month ago, but I just wanted to shout it out because Dial Up came out, and I'm just really excited for this project. Nick at Night. Both guys, like I said, are on Pro Era, which is the album that houses Joey Badass. He's the main star on the label there, on the group. But both these guys are really impressive as well. And I just love the chemistry that they have on tracks. They've done songs before. They were featured on Joey Badass's Ring the Alarm from his All-American Badass album that came out in April. And they just have a great back and forth. They mesh really well. Kirk Knight's a great producer. So really between the two of them, they can just make incredible music. In general, they just have like this old school, like New York boom bap feel to them. A lot of great energy, more old school beats. And, you know, just the Beast Coast in general, which is what they call a bunch of these groups coming up out of New York City and the East Coast. They're just really slept on. They don't have a lot of mainstream success. You're not going to hear them on the radio that much, which is just a shame because I really think they're one of the best collectives in music right now and one of my favorite labels in hip-hop. They're almost like a modern-day Wu-Tang Clan to me. I mean, they're not at that level yet, but they have a lot of great artists, and just the way they work as a group, putting out solo albums and doing compilation stuff, just reminds me of that feel that Wu-Tang used to have. So we don't have a release date yet for the Nick at Night project. It should be coming soon. Once we do hear, I'm definitely going to let you guys know when it will be dropping and where you can listen to it. For now, I'll play the song. Again, this is Off the Wall by Nick Caution and Kirk Knight.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night. Yeah. Check. Everything I spit the wreck, so y'all really feel it. Finally got up off the wall, it's time to really kill it. Always keep your shit in check, you never know the time that you finally pay the debt that you owe your life. So until my last breath, I'll be on my shit. Do my best to make these dreams finally exist. But if I don't become the man I said I'm gonna be, remember me for who I was and not for who I couldn't be.
Off the wall, going in, and this is the blow, boy, we going.
I said I'm off the wall, I feel the flow within. I'm on my God of War cradles, how I'm going in. Rock the cradle, y'all been sleeping on the kid. Rip the bib from round my neck and wrap the chain around it. It's Nick Caution, spell it with a Y when you write it. Small white kid with the bars, he's a titan. Alright, I'll be up all night, this ain't nothing new to me. This is what I call life. Off the wall, took my first step, wasn't very scared. And if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere. It's my year, every year, I don't make no resolutions, I just seek revenge. Every day is my retribution, I'll be on the record ruthless. When it rains, it pours, I'm trying to weather through it. Hurricanes and storms, hope my umbrella soothes it. Either way, I gotta grind it out. Living through the lows, time we started climbing out. Yeah,
off the wall,
off the wall,
going in,
I'm going in.
Oh,
yes, in
the blow, boy, we
going. Yeah, I just love the energy they bring on that. And both those verses were Nick Caution with Kirk Knight doing the chorus. Kirk Knight does have the third verse on the song, so go check it out if you want to hear his verse as well. Just love the chemistry between those guys, like I said. And, you know, really hoping for big things from the Nick at Night album. And now we'll move on to addressing the XXL freshman cyphers that dropped. So we got cyphers 2 and 3. 2 had Playboi Carti, Made in TYO, Made in Tayo, Tokyo, however he pronounces it, Ugly God, and XXXTentacion. And the third cypher had PNB Rock, Cap G, and Kamaya. Now, like I said, I enjoyed the first cypher a lot, which had Kyle, A Boogie With a Hoodie, and Aminé. I thought they did pretty well. They surprised me. These two, not so much. Especially the second one, which has Playboi Carti and Made in Tayo start off. They're the first two guys to go. And, I mean, they seem like they get up there and have no idea what they're going to talk about. Just get a few sentences off their chest that they're, like, mumbling. It's hard to understand them. Made in Tokyo repeats the same line, like, 3 times to finish his verse. I heard these guys were, like, actually freestyling. And, you know, like, obviously, if you listen to the first one, those guys definitely wrote their verses and they were prepared. They went up there and pretty much recited stuff they'd already written. I heard these guys actually came off the top with it. Especially Ugly God. Ugly God did better than Cardi and Tokyo on here. If they really did freestyle, then he did a great job. I like just his persona and his personality of Ugly God is probably his greatest characteristic, his greatest strength, and that's shown through on here. So I liked his for what it was. If it was really a freestyle, then I was somewhat impressed. Cardi and Tokyo, freestyle or what, it was just not good. I don't want to hear it. That's kind of what I was expecting from these guys. I didn't think they should be on the XXL freshman list. I don't think they're that talented of artists, and they proved that on here. Now, the big thing on Cypher 2 was XXXTentacion's closing verse, where he cuts the beat, and everyone raps over the beat. I've never seen anyone cut the beat, but he weighed back. He said, cut it. Everything went silent. He got down on one knee and pretty much did an a cappella demonic sermon thing. It was uncomfortable to listen to. He's bringing that, like, edgy, like, gothic emo style to hip-hop, and especially with going a cappella and getting down on one knee and all the lights cutting off. I guess he accomplished what he was going for, but it was not fun to watch. Any type of hype value that Cardi, Ugly God, Made in Tile were bringing to the freestyle was immediately cut out. To me, it was just kind of whack. If you want to do something like that, go ahead and do it on a song. Go do it in a different platform, but that's not what the XXL cyphers are for. And I guess that's the point he's trying to prove, that, you know, he does his own thing, but it did not fit well with me. I really didn't enjoy it. The third cypher had PNB Rock, Cap G, and Kamaya. PNB Rock was just average. I've seen him do better freestyles before. I was hoping for more from him. So realistically, he wasn't bad. I think I just had higher expectations for him than the rest of the group, which made his verse seem lower than it really is. Cap G surprised me. I've never really listened to him. I guess he comes from, like, Mexican heritage, which is cool because there's not a lot of guys in hip-hop that come from that culture. So maybe he can, you know, make a wave there. And I actually liked his verse on here. He said some, you know, actual intellectual things. I thought he was going to be similar to Cardi or Ugly God, Made in Tokyo, just kind of doing the flex, hype, lit rap stuff. But he brought a little bit of substance to his verse, and that's what really surprised me because I wasn't expecting anything from him. Kamaya went on for like 3 minutes, and she wasn't like terrible with her delivery, but nothing she was talking about was interesting. It wasn't hype. It wasn't lyrical. It didn't have a great rhyme scheme. Nothing about it was over-the-top great. So to go for 3 minutes just made it really boring when you really have nothing to say and you keep rapping for that long. Most people only go like a minute, minute and a half. I wish she had shortened hers up. Maybe I would have respected it a little more. But yeah, overall, I didn't think these two cyphers were very good. My overall ranking for who had the best cyphers, realistically, Kyle was the best. I mean, he wrote his stuff really well. He executed it really well. The problem with Kyle is I just don't really like him as a rapper. He's got his moniker is like Super Duper Kyle. It just doesn't sound good. I can't get with a guy who calls himself Super Duper and even tries to rhyme with Super Duper in the cypher, and there's no good words that you can fit into that flow. It just doesn't work. But realistically, he did do the best job. A Boogie with a Hoodie was probably the biggest surprise with me. I wish he changed his name because I'm tired of saying it and it just doesn't sound good. But he surprised me. I liked his verse a lot. Aminé would come in third. So there you go. It's the three guys from the first cypher were the top three. And then I would go Cap G, PNB Rock, Ugly God, Kamaya, XXXTentacion, Made in Tokyo, and Playboi Carti last. The big winner of this whole thing, though, was Sunny Digital. He's the producer who makes the three beats when the guys perform the cyphers. I mean, I would rather probably just listen to his instrumental than most of these guys rap. So shout out to Sunny Digital. Great job. And that'll just about wrap it up for Hip Hop Enthusiast Episode 3. Just want to shout out some upcoming projects. Actually, one that already dropped, Jungle Rules by French Montana. We got that July 14th. Off of first few listens, not a great album, but maybe worth your time. Might have a review for it next time, but hoping to do one of these next three projects, all dropping July 21st, are Wins and Losses by Meek Mill, Flower Boy by Tyler, the Creator, and Perfect Timing by Nav. That Nav project was just announced recently. That's a collab with Metro Boomin, so he'll be doing all the production on there. And they released a couple lead singles, Perfect Timing Intro and Call Me. Call Me I really enjoyed. I almost had it as Song of the Week. One of the best songs I've heard from Nav so far, so if you're a fan of Nav, definitely check that one out and be anticipating that album. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys. As always, you can find us on whus.org/talk and at iTunes. So this is your host, Kyle French, signing off for the day. Go listen to some great music, and I'll catch you guys next Saturday for episode 4.